Hi, you have reached Professor Haim Shor podcast. In this episode, do not steal. Is it in the Ten Commandments?
Do not steal. Is it in the Ten Commandments? The response to this intriguing question may surprise you. Do not steal does not appear in the Ten Commandments, at least. Not in the conventional sense. Jewish scholarship has unanimously agreed, throughout the generations, that the Eighth Commandment, Exodus 20:13, Deuteronomy 5:17, refers exclusively to stealing souls, namely, taking hostage of fellow human beings. Rashi, 1040-1105, the most revered of Jewish Bible commentators, succinctly explain the Eighth Commandment, consistent with how Talmud perceives this commandment. Rashi states unambiguously, "The written speaks of one who steals souls." This interpretation relies on the position of this commandment relative to the two preceding ones, the Sixth Commandment, "Do not murder," and the Seventh, "Do not commit adultery." However, this interpretation mostly relies on other verses in the Torah, where the concept of stealing souls, more explicitly, stealing a person for sale, is addressed. Examples: Exodus 21:16, "He that steals a man and sells him, and found in his hand, shall surely be put to death." Deuteronomy 24:7, "If a man be found stealing a soul of his brethren of the children of Israel and deals with him as a slave, or sells him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil away from amongst you." These examples teach us of the severity of the Eighth Commandment, "Do not steal," implying that "do not steal" in the Ten Commandments could not possibly relate to stealing of property. Does this imply that prohibition on stealing in the conventional sense, namely, stealing property, does not appear in the Ten Commandments? Not exactly. True, Torah does not explicitly prohibit stealing in the conventional sense, namely, stealing property, but it alerts us against harmful one-sided human relationship. Coveting or desiring that which is not yours. This is the real root cause of stealing. And it leads, often inevitably and inescapably, to all types of stealing, property or otherwise. Therefore, in the Tenth Commandment, Torah prohibits coveting, root cause of stealing, in the most expansive and all-inclusive sense of the word. Exodus 20:14, "Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidenservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything which belongs to your neighbor." Deuteronomy 5:18, "Neither shalt you covet your neighbor's wife. Neither shalt you desire your neighbor's house, his field or his manservant or his maidservant, his ox or his ass or anything which belongs to your neighbor." In biblical Hebrew, to covet is lachemod. Once tikkun of coveting is implemented on a personal level, the potential of stealing vanishes. And then, apart from stealing soul, no divine alert against stealing, no commandment dedicated to stealing in the conventional sense, no such commandment is any more needed.